sound like Christmas Eve today. That because the kids will say, right, matter of fact, there was way, way more kids then than there is now. And you were in a family, will say, of, let's say, 6 to 8 to 10.
To 12.
And that knowing will say that tomorrow is Christmas Day. What's happening? Because, let's face it, we'll say, in one case, in our case, in Parker's Cove, that we were really excited because we knew that we had received a large barrel from our parents, our grandparents in from St. John's. And we knew, we'll say, that there was something in that barrel. But where was it at? We couldn't find it, right? And here it is, Christmas Eve. Did we get it?
You know. So when you went to bed Christmas Eve night,
we were anxious, but feeling was say, did the steamer come? Did they get to Main Harbor for to get the barrel? And where was it at? Because I went several times for to get the barrel, and before we got into John Rodaway's wharf, that's where the steamer would land, that you could smell the barrel, because you could smell the smell of apples and oranges. Right? We knew the barrel was there. But there's no smell around the house.
So you didn't know where the barrel was?
Didn't know where the barrel was. And where have they got it hidden? Because, you know, if someone would have to go to Bain Harbor, normally it would say it would have been, let's say, Alp Senior, the fellow would say, who had the store there. And we would always be down to Alp Senior's. But you would get the smell of apples and oranges down there because he had them in a shop. But then we'll say he only had one store here, and where could he have it hid? Right? But anyway, when you would get up in the morning, there was, you know, you had an apple, you had an orange, and you might have a used pair of skates. Right? But with all of this was say stuff that came from St. John's, from, let's say, Mom's mother and father. Right? And used to send its barrel every year. And we were always looking forward to it because when Christmas Eve came, we knew it was a bit tight because they would always put perhaps a half a dozen pair of skates in the barrel. And there's, you know, you already had yours. And there's other kids in the community who won the Pierce case. So your warning will say, did the barrel will say, calm, did we get extra skates? But Christmas, New Year's Eve, or Christmas Eve, we didn't know that until Christmas morning. So that's where that was the excitement over the Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I know.